The head of the Immigration Department has fronted a Senate inquiry into the Australian-funded Immigration Detention Centre on Nauru. He gave a robust defence of the conditions there and the response to a series of allegations of rape and sexual abuse. The top immigration bureaucrat told the inquiry that the department had referred 50 allegations of assault to the Nauru police since late 2012. Only two had ended with convictions. And he defended the standard of health services on the island, saying they were comparable to a small regional hospital in Australia. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
The Senate inquiry into the Australian-funded detention centre on Nauru has heard damning allegations about the circumstances and conditions there. Today, there were more. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young.
You reference a 4-year-old girl, you reference an 8-year-old girl, you reference a 2-year-old boy, you reference a single mother who was reported to be harassed by guards in her tent at night, and expecting sexual favours. The list goes on.
The inquiry was hearing from Victoria Vabaka, a former senior child protection worker at the centre with Save the Children. She spoke of a 4-year-old girl whose behaviour was consistent with sexual abuse. An 8-year-old boy was allegedly sexually assaulted by two adult asylum seekers, witnessed by a Commonwealth contractor. And there was a woman she spoke of who felt unsafe at night.
She had a very high needs, special needs child, and she often would need help in, you know, helping to manage his behaviour or with parenting. And she began feeling extremely unsafe because she felt that that people that had provided her assistance in the daytime, and these were both Commonwealth contracted employees and adult asylum seekers, were then approaching her tent at nighttime or wanting sexual favours from her, and she felt continually unsafe.
She told the inquiry in all cases except for one, incident reports had been logged. This afternoon, the Secretary of the Immigration Department, Michael Bozzullo, had his chance to respond. He told the inquiry that since late 2012, 50 cases of assault of adults and children have been referred to Nauruan police.
Going back to September of 2012, we have incident reports that are germane to that topic, and that's why the number of referrals that we've made to the Nauru police force over the time since, 2.5 years, amount to some 50.
Of those, 5 charges have been laid, 2 convictions recorded, leaving 45 cases under investigation. The inquiry has also heard evidence critical of the standard of medical care on the island and a reluctance to fly asylum seekers off the island to receive proper care. Mr. Bozzullo says efforts are being made to work with the Nauruan government to improve health services, including in the case of an 8-year-old boy with a badly broken arm, whose case has received recent media coverage.
The answer can't just simply always be in the minds of the relevant clinician, well, there is nothing that can be done in these circumstances. You have to move the person to another place, because the answer could well be in those circumstances, well, we'll actually provide the support on island. And indeed, we recently did that with the case, the rather well-publicised case of the young boy who broke his arm.
Yes.
It's been repaired and he underwent surgery in recent days.
Mr. Bozzullo defended the standards at the local hospital.
We provide effectively a hospital that would do very well in a small Australian country town. The sort of 24/7 medical care would be, frankly, well regarded in any remote rural location.
Immigration Department Secretary Michael Bozzullo ending Peter Donald's report.